we are calling.
Yes.
Yeah. We are calling the special meeting of the Law Enforcement District of the Parish of Orleans to order. It's now 11:22. I previously let everyone know at 11 o'clock that we delayed so that we could have Katie Dignan in the mayor's office attend. We have two orders of business. First, before we get to the orders of business, Colonel Langham, was this meeting properly notified?
Yes, sir, notice? It was properly notified.
Okay. First order of business is to consider and take action with respect to the levying the millage required for the payment of general obligation bonds of the Law Enforcement District of the Parish of Orleans, State of Louisiana, and providing for other matters in connection therewith. I'm going to recognize Mr. Grant Schluter, who's our bond counsel.
Mr. Langham had prepared the tax levy ordinance providing for the levy of the 2.9 mils on the 2012 tax roll. We reviewed it and Sheriff, it's in order, and it's the same millage rate that was levied the preceding year.
Good. So your recommendation is for us to continue with that millage?
Yes, sir.
2.9 mils?
It needs to be evaluated each year, but it should be at the 2.9 mils for this year.
Is there any discussion on that? No discussion on that? And is there any objection? No objection. We're going to go ahead and assess our. We're going to we're going to approve the instrument that levies the 2.9 millage and send that to the City of New Orleans. Okay. The next item on the agenda is to consider and transact any and all other business which may be properly before the Sheriff of the Parish of Orleans as the ex officio Chief Executive Officer of the Law Enforcement District. Is there any old business?
No.
Any new business?
No.
I know one of the things that we had talked about was this document that's called the City of New Orleans Mayor's Priority Projects that I think we received from your office.
Correct. That's basically what we were trying to do was outline a schedule of
the current projects. Excuse me. Did you get a copy of this, Mr. Francis?
Yeah,
thank you.
This basically is the current schedules for the projects that we're moving forward with that have architects engaged to kind of give an idea of when we would need to draw down funds. And Colonel Langham had contacted me and said it would be easier if we knew specifically how much was going to be requested each quarter. So I have our finance team kind of do some putting together those projections. Mm-hmm. So this is just an idea. The forward schedule to be determined on the criminal district courts. The design is underway. We're just in the final stages, as you're aware, of determining the space allocations for the building. And once that's determined, then we'll have a full rollout schedule of when construction will begin.
Look, we'll give that guy a copy. You can take this one.
It's very
complicated.
Yeah.
Huh?
You keep this. There you go.
You know, got to tell you, I think. I get the impression that you all are operating in a vacuum over there, and you're making these plans, and I wouldn't recommend that to you. I don't think you all have a good handle on how this process works and how we have to work together mm-hmm. in order for this to be successful. Prior to you coming here, We had a series of meetings where we endeavored to get the timeline, status, and reports from architects on what was going to transpire so that we would be in a position as a law enforcement district to have the funds available. Mm-hmm. Got to tell you, right now, there are no funds available mm-hmm. for your projects.
Except the 2002 funds, correct?
Right. I do.
2001.
Well,
2001.
Okay. Right. Where is 2002?
And, of course, yeah, I guess I looked at your thing and it said it's kind of disheartening to see that the coroner's office is only 12 point scheduled to only be 12 point something% complete in December of 2011. Mm-hmm. It's not moving along too fast. Mm-hmm. So that's a little bit of a...
They had plans that they showed us in 2006 and 7 mm-hmm. where they were way on their way to have... Their architect had their plans drawn and finished. So I know it's changed over the years mm-hmm. since then. But they were one of the first ones that were ready to roll.
Yeah. But the point is that unless... we have a real working relationship here. Mm-hmm. All of the plans that you all do may really not come together.
Okay.
That's why we wanted you to come to this
meeting
today. Well,
and thank you so much. And that's why I've been reaching out to, because I'm new. I just started in March. And David Becknell, who used to be the Capital Projects Administrator, who I think had more communication with you guys, he's retired. So I've been trying to get more information as to how, you know, we work through this process and things. So, I mean, we definitely do not want to be operating in a vacuum, and whatever we can do to facilitate, foster, you know, get better lines of communication, so please let me know, and we're here to do that.
Yeah, David Becknell would come to our meetings, and, mm-hmm. You know, well, good. Glad, because I think these projects are really important mm-hmm. for the criminal justice community mm-hmm. and for the city.
Yeah. And to give you just
I'm not exactly sure what your role is mm-hmm. or what your position is.
My position is the project delivery manager, so for project delivery unit. I'm under the director of capital projects.
Vincent
Smith, correct.
Yeah, I've met him before.
But to give you a little bit more update on the coroner's office, where we are right now, we submitted a corrective action plan to the state for the environmental issues that they have on the site, and they approved our corrective action plan, and we're in the process of developing bid docs to do that environmental remediation, which is supposed to go out in the next month. So that's the first step to moving forward with the coroner's site, is first just to clear and get rid of all the contamination that we have on the site.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, good luck on that. Mm-hmm. But again, just to, you know, I'm emphasizing it, again, that unless we really get coordinated on this, Grant, anything you wanted to say about that in terms of scheduling bond sales and raising the money? Is this really what you're going to have to do?
Right. Well, we know we have some of the 2001 money left, and we need to proceed to expend that as quickly as possible, reasonably possible, and that's in the city's purview. With respect to the 2008 amounts that are allocable to city projects for various justice agencies, we haven't issued any of those bonds yet, and we need to be sufficiently far along before we issue those bonds so that we don't have a premature issuance for federal tax purposes. So given where the market is now and the extremely low interest rates, as soon as the city is ready to proceed with these projects, I mean, the sheriff will certainly be amenable to issuing bonds as quickly as possible given the historically low interest rates. But that's basically the only holdup on issuing those bonds for the city projects.
And, of course, we want to get spend all the 2001 money before we would issue any bonds for the new crop, you know, the new bond issue. So the 2008 bond issue. So we need to get that done.
You're new. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're from here or not. Not that it matters. Mm-hmm. But just a little background on it. The reason why we're not moving forward with the issuance of any bonds in the 2008 issue uh-huh. is precisely because we have money from the 2001 issue that the city has failed to spend. Uh-huh. And it creates arbitrage problems. We've since refunded those bonds, but still, you know, that's the history on it.
We did pay off the 2001 bond issue early. We paid it off, so it's not out there anymore, which is good.
Okay.
But we still have those unexpended bond proceeds, and we do need to demonstrate that we're proceeding with due diligence to expend those monies.
Okay.
Okay, any further discussion on that? Any other new business to come before us? Hearing none, we stand adjourned. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Francis.
Thank you, sir.
And thanks for waiting.
Thanks, thank you. So, Katie, are they working on those figures, huh?
Yes,
they are.
Good. But, I mean, if we need to talk about the corner.